A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hell or High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D Hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers!
Yay!
My name's Dave, I'm your GM.
Hi Dave.
You know that.
Hello.
Sup guys? Hey.
Hi.
We're meeting for the first time apparently. Hi everyone. Let's go round. Chris, you like to start? Why don't we start with you?
My name is Chris Leask and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung, who is a barbarian Goliath. And a little interesting thing about Glubrick is that he holds the record for the longest period of time between tripping from a standing position and hitting the floor. So you know that bit between when you trip and hit the floor when you try and save yourself from falling.
Yeah.
So that bit there for him lasted for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he was kind of just flapping about constantly. It's a very visual gag, this balance.
Great. Elle, have you got any visual gags?
Mine is a little bit visual. Hello, I'm Ellie Morris and I play Ghoul, the lovely Campestri, who is traveling through hell with his best buds. And actually, Ghoul's a secretive mushroom. We kind of know this. When he was alive, he convinced a group of ladybirds that he was their god. And he keeps them in a matchbox. And he has actually brought them to hell with him. And I think over the course of being in hell, he feeds them. And so he used to feed them just leaves and stuff from the forest. But now, obviously, he only has access to kind of hell food. So I think they're kind of turning a little bit devil.
Oh,
so maybe there's going to be some kind of mutiny on his hands.
Oh, wow.
Ellie, was that hell food or health food? I mean, often the same.
Yeah, loads of like really dry granola and like flax seeds.
Will the torment never end? Yeah.
Lovely. And Adam?
Hello, I'm Adam Megiddo and I play the role of Eric Sanguinius, the human necromancer who lives alone in the High-Vis Tower out in the Rodney Marsh. Over the last couple of episodes, I have slandered the D4 and the D12.
Yes. Yes, you have.
So I've been doing some investigation into the shape of dice. So the dice that we use are convex, regular polyhedrons in three-dimensional Euclidean space. being a regular polyhedron, it means the faces are congruent, regular polygons, and there are only 5 such polyhedra. The D4, the D6, the D8, the D12, and the D20. Notice there, the D10 not listed as one of them. These shapes are known as platonic solids. So you can be friends with them, but you can't be sexual.
The line between Adam and Eric grows fainter.
I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, a.k.a. Forrest Whitaker. He has all kinds of trouble getting the wrong emails. Human ranger, lithe linguist, sensual astrologist.
Henley practices his own brand of what he calls sensual astrology, which is like regular astrology with star signs and that sort of thing, but used specifically to try to get women into bed.
Wow. Henley. Example. And does it work?
Yeah, give us an example.
He would approach a woman and in a bar, you know, a tavern. And and it, well, you know, he'll just talk about, you know, what month were you born?
Oh, do you want me to answer?
Well, why not?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I don't have anything prepared.
Okay. April.
April, you're an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say about an Aries? It's a water sign and I'm a fire sign. So together, things could get steamy.
Oh.
Ooh.
I made that up and it sounded like I didn't.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. It sort of predates Love Island by about 2,000 years,
yeah.
which actually makes Love Island neoclassical.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, I'm going to put a stop to this and begin the next episode of Hell or High Rollers.
Yay!
So, we last left the Happy Boys. You had just landed back outside My6, and Henley, you had the bright idea of asking Captain Pellew if he could fly you guys to the final layer, trying to yet again cheat me and circumvent all my hard work. However, the captain's ship was taken from him, as you remember the box that you had when you asked for a Zeppelin. And then at any time, at my discretion, I could take something from you. And I took Pellew's ship. And without any purpose, Pellew and his spectral form have faded away. And Henley, being so ashamed that the captain's final words were that he was disappointed in you, you put on the trousers of perception, which were a wonderful gift from one of our Patreons. And that means that nobody could recognize you. So we've left the Happy Boys outside My6 with the body of Scarifax and Scarifax in Toots' body, Agent Cash Pound, Papa Crumble, and the rest of the Happy Boys are just staring at a stranger playing a hornpipe on the edge of a cliff.
Much as I would like to remain here watching this stranger play his hornpipe, we should catch up with Henley.
Yeah, he must have gone ahead, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if he's not here, who's going to hold my tail?
Oh.
And then, as you see this, my tail is trying to look for another tail.
That's cute. I'll hold your tail, Glubrick.
Ghoul, do not touch my tail.
Oh,
Ghoul,
sorry. Is it just a tail thing? Am I not involved?
No, it's just that you might hurt me.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Oh my God, you forgot again. I thought you were doing a joke.
Yeah. As I was saying that, I looked at Ellie, and Ellie generally looked upset that I didn't want to play with her. I was
this
like,
is why. Ghoul just keeps killing people.
Oh, sorry.
We'll not learn.
I forgot about my infernal curse.
Where do we think Henley went?
Probably inside, because he just wants to get back to save his son, right?
Well, maybe he's gone in. Maybe he's got some, like, secret plan that we don't know about, that maybe he's gone in ahead of us. So maybe we should just go in and you know, try and double-cross them like that was our plan to do.
Well, yeah. You've got some potions in your pocket, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say that everyone on board the ship picked up one potion each.
As they're talking about Henley's secret plan, Henley's hornpipe has filled with his own tears and he's now struggling to play it.
Oh, no. Okay, we should get... This man is sad.
Yes, he's also playing very badly. Let's get out of here as quickly as we can and find Henley.
Well, bye, Papa C.
Oh, yeah, what's going to happen to him?
Yeah, kind of addresses old Papa Crumble, and I guess this is goodbye to him, or is he coming with us?
Papa Crumble is currently crying. He's just on his knees.
Oh, God, of course. They were friends.
You know, Papa Crumble lost his son horrifically in a war. Captain Pellew was a new kind of friend and companion for him, and now he's gone. And Papa Crumble is just sad, and he has no hornpipe to play.
Oh.
Sad indeed.
Papa Crumble just looks you in the eye, and he just says, "There's nothing left to live for."
Oh,
What if you just wait here? Let us go inside, and we'll sort this out, and then we'll come back out, and we can find you a new home, maybe a new captain.
I don't want a new captain. I want Captain Pellew back. I want Captain Edward Pellew.
And he walks off and he's just like, I'm gonna find another spectral ship and I'm gonna bring the captain back.
That's it, Papa Crumble. Farewell, farewell. And I wave at him and turn to the other Happy Boys and say, we all need a cause, even a lost one.
as all of this is happening, Agent Cash Pound is with you, and she kind of watches Pellew fade and Henley walk off and Papa Crumble walk off, and she just looks around and says, "Well, MI6 has lost its main mode of transport. That's annoying." And just walks into the building.
Well, so let's follow. Let's follow. After all, we have Henley. We must catch up with him.
Yes.
Of course. And remember, gang, remember the plan, because I don't.
We all have potions, right? So when we feel like the double cross is going to happen,
We double cross them. Right. Okay.
We double cross them.
So you're walking in. The three of you are walking in. Mm-hmm. Henley is still playing his hornpipe. Presumably, I'm going to assume Glubrick is carrying the body of Scarifax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toots is with you, but Scarifax is with you in Toots's body. And you all walk into the building. And as you walk back through the main atrium that you went in a few episodes ago, you see the agents are still kind of milling around, and they look at you in awe as you carry the now mangled body of Scarifax through the main atrium. And Cash Pound leads you to a lift on the far side of the atrium. The lift doors open. She pulls out a key card. She slots it into the lift. And next to the key card slot, there are several buttons for all the different floors. And they go from -1 to -6. And she presses -1. You guys all getting in the lift, as I assume.
Yeah, we'll follow her.
Yeah, great. So she presses -1. The lift doors close, and you feel yourselves going down. And she sort of stood there with her back to you guys, you know, hands clasped behind her back. Well done, happy boys. The Archdevil will be pleased. We'll obviously need to debrief you first, and then you'll be on your way.
Oh, there's a debriefing before we get through the portal?
Yes, of course.
What, where is the portal? Okay. I assume that's is that level 6, maybe?
No, level 6. You you don't have the clearance for level 6. Oh. And you're at level 1.
All right. We get out the lift, I guess.
Okay, so as you exit the lift, you step into a single long corridor that extends out to your left and to your right. Cash Pound turns to her right and starts walking.
Can I just do an investigation check to the left?
Absolutely, certainly can.
10.
10, yeah. That is just enough to see that there is a door down to the left that is emanating a kind of warm glow that feels familiar to you, but you're not 100% sure what it is.
There's a warm door down there.
We'll have a warm door.
Ooh. Can I also say that quickly, Ghoul just slots, he's going to take his matchbox full of ladybirds and just slot it into the lift door just to kind of keep it propped open.
Oh, good.
Okay, great. Yeah, nice. As you do that, and are you guys all following Cash Pound?
Yeah, so he's just slipped that in the door so it's not completely closed.
Great. Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Okay, that is a 12.
Yeah, you managed to do it.
Okay, great.
And the matchbox goes in.
And Ghoul just whispers, "I'll come back for you. Don't forget me." Because all the ladybirds are in there. And then
That's what they would sound like.
Yeah, you guys continue to make your way down the corridor. And you follow Cash Pound, and she's ahead of you. And she opens a door a little bit further down and says, "All right, happy boys, in here you'll be debriefed about what you saw at the camp, and then you'll be granted access to the portal by the Archdevil. After you."
Ghoul just tugs again on Eric's robes.
What is it?
"Well, it seems like we shouldn't go in the scary door with the big lock on it."
"I think you might be right. We need the plan."
"Is this the moment?"
"Yes, we have a plan, don't we?"
"Yeah."
"Improvise." And I step forward and I say, "Can I please get a location where two people might meet?" Now, potions, now!
Now,
while they're confused.
Okay, boom, we smash. Ghoul throws the potion on the ground.
Glubrick throws another one.
Where are you throwing it?
I'm going to throw it at her feet.
Okay.
You're going to throw it at Cash Pound's feet, okay? And Ellie's...
Sorry.
And Ghoul's just throwing it on the floor, right?
Ghoul's throwing it on the floor around her feet, yeah. Is she? I'm curious, did she try and respond to Eric's question about the location?
Literally, she took a breath in. She was just like, "Ah, yes, maybe a..."
Good.
Great.
Good. We do not listen to the answer.
No. Never listen.
And Eric, where are you throwing your potion?
At the opposite wall.
Okay, great. So, can all three of you roll me a D100, please?
Whoa!
60.
I have rolled a clean 100.
Whoa!
Wow.
That's exciting.
And Chris?
49.
And Shield, I'll tell you what, just so that you can participate in this, can you just roll me a d20?
I got a natural one. Does that mean one. The wild magic thing happens to me somewhere?
Yeah, actually, I'll say that.
Back on my cliff, I
so
turn into a
you
pony.
You could also roll me a d100, and we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, good.
So, first up, Ghoul.
Yeah.
You throw your potion down at Cash Pound's feet, and grass begins to grow in a 60-foot radius around her, and it will remain there for 1 minute.
Okay. Well, that's confusing, I guess.
Ghoul like grass, right?
Yeah, grass, yeah.
Oh my god, the ladybirds are going to want to.
Yeah, they're going to sit in there being like, yeah. Oh, don't be tempted, we must remain in opposition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so tempted.
I'm going to roll a wisdom saving throw for the ladybirds.
Oh no!
And they rolled a 6, so they climb out of the matchbox towards the grass, and the lift doors slam shut.
No!
Surely the matchbox was doing the job. What were the ladybirds doing?
No, they're so
there?
Densely in there that they were the bulk of it.
No, man. The ladybirds were holding it up. The integrity of the matchbox has disintegrated, and the lift doors have slammed shut.
Damn it!
Okay, Glubrick's potion thrown at the feet. Mm-hmm. Ironically, so there's a there's a patch of grass. Dozens of ladybirds begin charging towards the grass. Glubrick, your potion explodes, and a cloud of 600 oversized butterflies fills a 30-foot radius centered on the target. The area becomes heavily obscured, and the butterflies remain there for 10 minutes.
Oh, we've made heaven.
Guys. I know, we've made such a beautiful sight.
And finally, I mean, let's find out what Eric has got, because he might just eviscerate this whole thing. So,
yeah, that's a big, big 100. What happens now, Dave?
You throw your potion at a wall.
Yes.
And so the wall has failed the constitution saving throw, and the wall has been petrified and turned to stone.
Ah! Oh,
you changed the...
Absolutely no difference
whatsoever. So, just an upgrade.
We're going to say that it's gone from... we'll say it's gone from kind of concrete to limestone.
I truly am a destroyer of worlds.
So, Cash Pound is currently in the middle of the butterflies. And now's your chance to make a break and escape.
Okay, let's push her into the room and close the door.
Yes!
And then go for the other room.
Great idea.
Yeah, great.
Okay, who's pushing Cash Pound?
Glubrick, that's your job.
Yeah,
you're
great.
A good pusher.
You're the pusher, the drug pusher. Ha! Oh, sorry.
So I
sorry. That was mean.
That was mean, but couldn't not say it.
Yeah.
That was very good.
So using the body of Scarifax, I'm going to like use it as like kind of sort of battering ram and like ram them into the door. Oh. That's okay.
Okay, great. So you're going to roll me an athletics check. You're going to roll it opposed to Cash Pound.
13.
She got a 13 without, and she is plus one. She got a 14.
No! Oh.
So you are now
sneaky.
Wrestling with Cash Pound inside the cloud of butterflies. So Eric and Ghoul, what are you doing?
Can we try and push Cash Pound in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what
we'll
do.
Doing.
I'm just going to push, I guess her ankle.
Yeah, both of you roll me athletics checks.
Okay.
Oh, a natural 20.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's just saying. Nice. You just absolutely shove her off her feet. Not only do you shove her off her feet, she comes flying off her feet, goes straight through the door, and as she flies through it, she kicks the door, and it just slams shut behind her.
Oh, amazing.
Excellent.
That was easy.
Well,
that went very well. I stand in the middle of these beautiful butterflies, and I now cast Disguise Self so that I look exactly like Cash Pound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. So you guys are now just in the empty hallway with grass, butterflies, ladybirds running at you, Scarifax in Toots' body. It's just like, guys, come on, let's get to the portal.
Guys, let's go to that.
Where's the elevator?
To the warm door. To the warm door.
Okay. Very good. So as you thunder down the corridor towards where you saw this warm door, you hear gunshots and more bullets sort of whiz past your head. And start ricocheting and slamming into the wall as you're running. And you arrive at the door and you see it is kept locked with like a big, huge wheel. But you can see through the porthole of this little window in this door, you can see the portal on the other side of this door.
There it is. There it is.
But wait, where's Henley? I thought you said he went ahead.
Well, perhaps he's in there. Perhaps he's through this door. How can we open it?
I knock on it. Henley.
So it's like a big wheel, like a kind of a
submarine.
Yeah.
Like a bank vault.
Yeah. Okay, should we try
Glubrick, try and turn the wheel.
Great. I decide that, you know, there's no point carrying this bloody Scarifax anymore. So I throw the body down and I start trying to turn the wheel.
Great. Roll me a athletics check.
23.
Yes, that is enough. Mate, it was a DC of 20 to get the door.
Oh, wow, really? Oh. Strong boy.
So you pull the wheel and the door wrenches open and you just fly into the room. You sprint inside and you see the portal straight in front of you.
What? Hang on, we where's Henley?
He wouldn't have gone through without us, would he, Eric?
He might have done. How curious. We look around, we investigate the area for any trace of Henley.
You see no trace of Henley, but what you do hear is the sound of several metal locks unbolting. And all four walls around you fall to the ground, revealing that you are, in fact, in a false room. It is a trap. And you're surrounded by 20 shadow guards, all holding rifles with cash pounds standing ready to give the order. And wow. She says, "That's right, happy boys. It's a triple cross."
No. Oh. Wow. So cash pound, Eric is still looking like cash pound, but that is just useless now.
Yeah. It was useless then.
Yeah. It was useless then. Oh.
So she turns to you and says, "We knew you'd fall foul to Scarifax's charm, but we just needed to draw him out. Thanks for doing the hard work for us." And she turns to the shadow guards and she just says, "Kill them all."
What?
And one of the shadow guards turns his rifle and fires at Cash Pound.
Oh!
And whips off his shadow mask to reveal it's Henley.
Oh!
Yeah! Amazing.
Yay!
Not so fast, Cash Pound. After Henley was left on the cliff, I text Dave privately and told him that I was stealthing after the group, and then I was going to put on a disguise and disguise myself as one of the guards, because Henley suspected that there might be more to this than there appeared, and so he's double-crossed the triple-crossed.
Oh, yay!
And I shot her.
Henley! Yes.
Very good. So, Henley, first off, roll me an attack with your rifle.
Yes. So Henley fires his rifle. I assume it's a similar agility-based attack, so it would be the same as my longbow.
Same as your longbow, yeah.
So it's a 27.
27, oh. Yep. That definitely hits. And roll me a d10 plus your dexterity modifier.
That's 10 damage.
10 damage, yeah. Cash Pound takes 10 damage as you shoot point blank.
And Henley says, "I always knew there was something shady about you."
Very good.
Because I'm as a shadow. Nice.
As this is said, we all look over. And does Henley still have the trousers on?
Oh, yeah, he does.
So we don't know who this person
is. Oh, yeah.
So he's still a stranger. He's just a stranger making puns.
Hey, it's the horn guy.
I was like, why? He's a bit less sad now, isn't he?
What? No, this is... It's Henley.
Let's keep going. We might meet up with Henley later. In the meantime, let's take advantage of this kind stranger.
Oh, God, come on. Henley starts wrestling with his packed trousers, trying to get them on.
Before anyone does anything, Henley, can you roll me a
D100?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 91.
Ooh. Okay, great. So you fly in, you have this argument, you shoot Cash Pound point blank, and a burst of colourful, shimmering light extends from you in a 30-foot radius.
Wow.
You and each creature in the area must succeed on a DC 15 constitution saving throw or become blinded for 1 minute.
Oh, my God, everybody.
Because they're shadows, do they have, like, a disadvantage? Because they're probably very vulnerable to light, right?
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I've just rolled a constitution saving throw at disadvantage, and they have failed. So all of the shadows are now blind.
Oh, cool.
For 1 minute.
Oh, perfectly.
Wait, so do we have to roll as well?
Yeah, you guys have to roll as
and
well.
And me.
Oh, I got a 19.
Against what? What's the DC?
15.
Oh, God, I failed. So I blinded myself.
I also failed.
Oh, oh, so gosh. Henley's just turned into a ball of light, wrestling with his own trousers, blinded himself. Oh, God.
Such a hero.
Henley saves the day.
And as I say this, even though I don't recognise it, I kind of sit there going, oh, he does look like a happy boy.
Glubrick, what was your saving throw?
14.
So... Henley, Glubrick, and Eric are all blind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so in that case, I go, he does look like a happy... Good Lord, I can't see!
What about Cash
However, Pound? Scarifax has a constitution of +6, and he is not blind. So Scarifax turns to you, Ghoul, and just says... Just get everyone out of here. I'll take care of these guys.
You got it, Toots.
And he just throws down a huge potion and just like this electronic charge fires out from him. And Scarifax just starts going for the shadow guards.
Cool. All right.
Also, just to say, Cash Pound is also blinded.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good, good.
It's absolutely fucked everyone this, apart from Ghoul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what can I see around me then?
So it's kind of, imagine just, it's a large kind of empty room and it's like a staging area. The portal's fake. Everyone's just like clutching their eyes and there's the door that you came in through.
So can I go to Cash Pound while she's blinded and get that card?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, okay, so I'm going to do that, get the card for the elevator.
Yeah, I'm going to say you do that because Cash Pound is totally blind.
Okay, and then, all right, guys, follow my voice, but not the evil ones, not the shadows, only the good guys, follow my voice, all right?
I'm going to say the shadows are sufficiently distracted. Like, you look and Scarifax is absolutely just tearing through the shadow ranks.
Oh, yeah, nice, okay. Okay, so Ghoul moves towards the elevator.
I'm following her voice. I'm following Ghoul's voice.
I'm following as well.
Henley's following and he's tearing off the trousers. Can you get him off?
He's just tearing the trousers. Roll me an athletics check.
Why is he having such problems with these trousers? Any trousers?
Because he's blind.
You can take off trousers when you're blind.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, true. Can I just take my trousers off?
He was having trouble before he was even blind, though.
I love the idea that Henley, for all his skills, has to really focus and look at his trousers when he takes them off.
But it's taken him 20 episodes to get a pair of trousers on.
Yeah, is that why? He just doesn't understand trousers.
And he just got a 5 athletic, so he can't take them off either.
Yeah, in fact, the trousers just clamped tighter.
Oh, God, no, it's Henley. I'm Henley.
Yeah, everyone, roll me a perception check to see if you can successfully follow Ghoul.
5. 19. 4.
Oh, no.
Great, so Henley and Ghoul, you are making your way out of the doorway, and are you heading towards the lift?
Yes.
So, Henley and Ghoul, you guys make your way to the door. Eric and Bluebrick, you are still stuck in the room, and I'm going to say that about 30 seconds has passed, so you've got another 30 seconds before everyone regains their sight again.
All right, Ghoul, think fast!
He looks down at the ladybirds and whispers something, and basically he's going to try and order the ladybirds to go and wrangle the guys in the other room.
Like sheepdogs. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess the idea would be...
Open to this.
The idea would be... So they fly over and they kind of swarm the heads of Eric and Bluebrick and kind of lead them in the right direction.
Act like a kind of tugboat.
Yes.
And drag them towards... Okay, roll me an animal handling check.
Okay.
The difficulty we have trying to leave a room.
I know.
I know, it's so difficult.
There are two big problems for the Happy Boys. One is leaving a room and the other is entering a room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I got
Other than that, we're a breeze.
Sorry. I got a 15.
15, yeah. I'm going to say that is enough to guide Klubrick and Eric towards the door.
Okay, I can feel these things around my head and I say, away, butterflies. Away, wait, no, wait. That's not a butterfly. That's smaller than a butterfly. I can feel the size of it. It's a ladybird. It's one of Ghoul's ladybirds. Yes, lead on, lead on.
Yes, come on, guys. Great. This way.
I follow the ladybirds as well.
Great. So you guys are making your way to the elevator?
Yeah, so we're outside the elevator now.
Henley stops at the outside the elevator doors, pulls down his trousers and says, look, guys, it's Henley.
Henley, where did you come from? There was this amazing guy and he saved the day.
That must have been cool.
And as soon as this happened, my tail comes over and just instantly holds your tail.
Yeah, I wrap my little tail around.
Can we see now, Dave? Is our sight back?
Yeah, yeah. For your sake and mine, your fucking sight is back.
And I think the sake of all of our listeners.
Oh, so the glow has faded.
Yeah. The glow has faded.
And I'm just revealed as a half-nude man.
Please, find some trousers, cover up your indecency and let us go.
Wait, Henley, I just wanted to say we thought you'd gone and... And to be honest, I was pretty sad about that. but you came back, and I, for one, am happy.
Oh.
Well, I'm happy, too. Let's get in the elevator.
All right!
Get in the elevator.
So British. So you get in the elevator and you've got the key card slot and you've got all the numbers. You're currently on floor -1 and they go down to -6.
-6, got to be.
-6, come on, it's got to be down there. It's got to be all the way down.
Or if we do go to -6, hang on a second. If we go to -6, maybe they know that's where we're going to go. So maybe they've radioed them beforehand. So maybe we should go to level 5.
We've got to remember, we're in an espionage headquarters. We should be careful, shouldn't we?
We should be one step ahead of them. So let's go to level 5 and find some stairs.
What if we take a panel out of the roof of the lift and climb out into the lift shaft? And then they'll be looking in the lift, but they won't know where we are, where we've gone, and we can climb down.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And I, can I reach the top of the elevator?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to say you can do that.
I punch one of the panels out.
Yeah, yeah, let's just say, yeah, it comes out, because I don't know where this is going, so I'm excited for this.
Okay, Henley hits the button for -6, and then we climb up onto the top of the elevator.
Nice.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Henley hops up onto the roof of the lift, gives Eric a hand up and Glubrick a hand up, and then lowers a rope down for Ghoul.
Thanks!
Is that all okay, David?
Yeah, I'm going to say, because I'm fucking sick of you guys getting stuck in a box. So that just happens. You're all on the top of the elevator.
So what's the plan? Do we wait to see what happens when the doors open?
I think so. What do we see in the lift shaft?
So you're in the lift shaft. Above and below you is just like a massive laser grid. So if you were to try and like climb up or down, you would have to navigate the lasers. But the lift can pass through the lasers, obviously, without setting off an alarm. As you go down to -6, you hear a voice in the elevator going, -1, -2, -3, -4, -5. And it just stops.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And the doors open at -5, and a load of guards flood in and start looking into the elevator. You guys are there. You can see through, classic like spy style. You can see them in, kind of like that scene in Die Hard.
Can I silently mouth or pantomime to everyone to press back against the walls of the lift shaft so that hopefully the lift will go past us?
Oh yeah, nice.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Flatten.
Yes, that is exactly what happens. Yeah, they you just sort of hear them like video game style, just being like, huh.
Thought I heard a noise.
Yeah. And,
careful, guys. NPCs.
Must be my imagination. One of them walks out of the lift. One of them is just constantly walking into a wall.
Yeah.
The other one pushes a button and the lift starts going up. And you just hear him being like, oh, gotta call my wife. the lift does go up past you, and you're outside -5. But you look down to the floor, and the lift shaft doesn't go any further down. There is solid ground underneath you.
Are we clear of the lasers, or are they in the way?
The lasers are above you. You're still in the lift shaft. The doors to level 5 are still open, but they are starting to close.
Okay, Ghoul just jumps in into the door.
You're jumping into the door, and you're
just
try
using
and
himself
it
as a little doorstop.
Oh, great.
Okay, great. Roll me an athletics check.
Okay. It's a 13.
13. So the door is slowing, but it is slowly moving closer and closer. And Ghoul is not holding the door open, but Ghoul has bought you some time.
Okay. Tail, brother. And I grab my tail onto your tail, and I'm going to try and swing you down, Henley, into the door to help.
Yeah, Tarzan me.
Tarzan me. Is there a Tarzan?
Tarzan
check that we can do?
Yep, Tarzan check. Let's do an athletics check from Glubrick and an acrobatics check from Henley.
Right. Mm.
22 from Glubrick.
And 19 from Henley.
Oh my God, we are nice. Perfect.
Absolute, yep. Glubrick's powerful tail swings Henley. Henley does a little round off and just lands perfectly on the elevator doors. And now, Henley, roll me an athletics check.
Oh. Athletics as well. Natural 20.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. The doors retreat open and they just stay open and you guys are free to walk through.
Guys. We exited a room.
Celebrate ghoul times, come on.
I love that ghoul's taken the glory of this.
Oh no, he was ghoul celebrating he was for in the guy. Door.
Yeah.
Ghoul was a big part of it. Yeah. Big part of it.
You okay. Hear that? Big part of it.
I apologize. Okay, Eric, should we jump down?
Yes, let's.
Eric, anyone got any plans? What we should do? Well, where are we going?
So we're trying to get to level -6, yes?
There must be some stairs somewhere.
One would think so, yes. Surely that's where you would hide the portal.
It's got to be.
Well, either way, we got to get to it. So maybe we should ourselves.
Oh, yes. If we just start wandering around this building, we're going to get captured any second. They're looking for us now. Can we try and find some disguises? Yes.
Yes.
This way!
And strides right.
Great. So you stride right and you walk straight into a canteen.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should disguise ourselves before we walk anywhere.
Am I still disguised as Cash Pound?
So yeah, disguise self. Last an hour, you are still disguised. Now, actually, Eric, roll me an intelligence saving throw.
16.
Oof, just. Okay, so Eric, you have not become lost in the character of Cash Pound.
Like I did with Pill the Bandit.
Yeah. You're still Eric.
That's worse because then it means he's not a good actor. But we'll muddle along.
As you walk through this corridor, Ghoul leading you, you go out into a huge open canteen, bustling with dozens and dozens of creatures of all different shapes and sizes. They're orcs, imps, elves, sort of clay people, and every kind of creature you could imagine are in this canteen with a kitchen, and there is a kind of chefs and agents of all ranks are sat at tables and they are eating in this canteen, and it's very, very busy, so no one has noticed you yet.
Guys,
Well, let's just walk through like we own the place.
Should we try and get some disguises?
I feel like we should
mug some people.
Put me on a plate.
That is good. Grab a plate and put Ghoul on it.
Yeah.
is there like a supply closet or something somewhere?
I'll say there's like a kind of cleaning closet.
Okay, what if we hide in there? Well, Ghoul's fine, but Glubrick, you and I hide in that closet, and Eric, you dressed as Cash Pound, could try and lure some people in, and then we can nick their clothes.
Very well.
All right.
I pick out a large person and a smaller person.
Roll me an investigation check.
Oh, 19.
Yeah, you find a kind of like 50-year-old woman with a little security badge on, and you also find a large orc stood. They're kind of stood together.
And what are they doing?
They are eating Sloppy Joes.
Ah, good. Yes. I go up to the two of them. I said, now, I need you for a moment. Put down your Sloppy Joes.
And so you're going up to them as Cash Pound?
Yes.
Meanwhile, Henley and Glubrick have slipped into the supply closet. Whatever it was, yeah.
And Ghoul is like, he's on a plate, but he is sweating. He is so uncomfortable and scared, and he's like looking crazily around.
Who's got the plate? Who's holding the plate?
Well, I don't know. He jumped on. Oh, is it Eric?
I've got the plate.
Okay, you've got the plate. That's good. Yeah, so he's just, he's terrified.
Okay, so Ghoul is just on a plate that Eric is holding, but presumably playing dead.
Playing dead, for sure.
Very good. The orc looks up at you, Eric.
What do you want, boss?
I need you to come with me. Put down your Sloppy Joes. Come, the pair of you. Come here at once.
But we're on break, boss.
You're on break when I tell you you're on break.
Okay, roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
It's a 14.
14. Yeah, I'm going to say that's enough, where they're just like, all right, fine, boss. And they get up and they follow you.
Now, come with me and don't tell anyone where you're going. Come, just be discreet about it. Come with me. And I walk over to the cupboard.
Meanwhile, I'm smelling bleach. Just having a great little time going, oh my God, I have missed this
Glubrick,
smell.
Focus, Glubrick. We're about to mug two people.
Smell it.
Oh, I smell it.
Both of you roll me a constitution save.
Oh, it's bleach. I'm used to bleach, though.
That is not canon, mate.
15. I think.
And see, this is why we shouldn't indulge in these comedy routines. I got one.
A so natural I have to do one.
Another wild magic.
God. Oh, no.
Great. So roll me a D100.
Oh, God. Why do I always say yes? 33.
Two things happen as Eric opens the door with a orc guard and a human guard. Eric opens the door, dressed as Cash Pound, and inside this tiny little cupboard, he sees two idiots sniffing bleach, and one of them immediately passes out, and then it starts raining in the cupboard.
Wow. I look at the two security guards I brought over and thought, and I say to them, I think you're the right people for this, and I close the door on them. And I turn, leaning against it nonchalantly, with my plate with ghoul on it.
Very good. So let's cut inside the cupboard. So Henley has passed out from the bleach. There are now two guards in with you and Glubrick.
Great. And I instantly go into rage. I take up my great axe and I chop at both of them because I have two attacks. If that's okay, please, David.
Okay, great. So roll me a straight attack roll. I'm going to give you disadvantage because you're in a tiny cupboard.
Oh, God.
That's still 17.
17, yep, that hits. And roll me for damage.
12.
12 damage, yep. So the orc is not looking good. Your great axe buries deep into its shoulder. I'm going to give you a chance to react because it's about to let out a massive scream.
Oh, okay. I kiss him. I put my mouth around his mouth. Makes that my second attack. That should be my second attack. That I go, oh, and just put my mouth around his so he can't scream.
Oh my God.
But I'm just going to say that's a reaction, and he's just screaming into your mouth. He's just like,
okay, great. Then my second attack is then to put my hand over her mouth as well so they can't scream.
Just roll me a straight strength check.
I'll get advantage because I'm in rage. 22, 3, 23. I can't add 3.
So you're kissing the orc and you've got your hand over the woman's mouth. Meanwhile, outside, what are Eric and Ghoul doing?
I'm going to open the door just a crack and look in. And I look at Glubrick and I say, you've got this covered.
You good.
And I close the door. And then I, carrying Ghoul on the plate still, I walk up to just, Eric likes being in charge of things. He feels very, very assured, you know, he likes the feeling of power. So he starts to walk up to just someone sitting nearby at a table.
And what do you want to do to that person?
Who are they? Who's this person? What's their name tag say? Or what kind of occupation do they have here?
They're kind of your classic, kind of James Bond-esque agent.
I just go up to them and say, yes. Yeah, just sort of look them up and down. Just really sort of enjoying my status over them. I go, how long have you been working here?
12 years.
12 years, yes. Good. Look, what are you eating?
Meanwhile, in the cupboard. Henley, roll me a constitution saving throw.
That's 16.
16, yeah, I'm going to say you come to and you see it's still raining on you and you see Glubrick kissing an orc and with his hand over a woman's mouth.
Okay, I'm going to grab the bleach and I'm going to try and use it to make them pass out.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm going to hold the bleach under the orc's nose.
I am round.
Oh, no, you are. So I'll hold it under the woman's nose because you're covering her mouth.
Yeah,
so all she can do is inhale through her nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So she's going to roll a constitution saving throw and she gets a 2, so she goes down.
Oh, yes, great. Good. And now, Glubrick, what are you doing?
I pull away. I'm like, I'm trying to stop them from screaming.
Stop.
And then I put my mouth back on their mouth again.
Okay, can I just smack the orc on the back of the head?
Okay, great. Just give me an unarmed strike.
It's a 9.
Yeah, you, your punch is totally ineffective. And Glubrick, from you just hear the orc just screaming in your mouth. This is just a punch in the back of the head.
Glubrick, this is weird. What are you doing?
And I'm just like giving you, like, because like, I'm not removing my mouth from his mouth. So I'm just looking at you, giving you eyes, going, I've got this, Henley.
Meanwhile, outside in the canteen, the ghoul on the plate and Eric is chatting to this female agent. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's just a beef ragu, really.
Beef ragu, good.
Yeah.
You might have heard about my reputation, how I like to test people.
Yeah.
Yes. Name me two rooms on level minus three. Go.
The barbers.
Mm.
And the opticians.
Ah, very good. Excellent. Very good. And where's the portal? Oh. That kept?
That's got to be in minus six.
Oh, you don't seem sure about it. Hmm?
Well, very few people are allowed to go there.
Good, excellent. You don't have the clearance, do you, clearly?
No, well, neither do you.
Well, no, quite, but I know that, because I'm Cash Pound.
All right, she's going to roll an investigation check. she gets a seven, so she's like, yeah, you are Cash Pound.
Yes, but if you had to get to level minus six, just to see if you're a resourceful agent, how would you go about it?
Very, very good. She says, oh, well, you'll just need to get a key card from a senior agent.
Oh, is that simple as that, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that simple, is it, agent?
And she just nods over to, like, a table in the corner of just, like, cool kids with leather jackets on. They're senior agents.
Well, I tell you what, if you can get one and bring it back here, I might make you a senior agent.
She just goes, and just goes back to eating her ragu.
Yes, I laugh it off as well, like I didn't mean it.
Oh.
And I move back to the cupboard, but I speak to Ghoul. How do we get a pass from a senior agent?
Well, I guess I could try and steal one.
All right, I'll put the plate down. You go and get one of those people in leather jackets.
Yeah.
It's always people in leather jackets, Ghoul. It's always young men with good hair in leather jackets.
Maybe you put the plate down and you distract them.
Distract them. Yes, come. Let us go over to the table. And together we shall put our fiendish plan into practice.
Meanwhile, back in the cupboard.
Glowbrick, what are you doing? Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. And then I'm going to try and open my mouth so it's now over his nose and suffocate them. Is that possible? So I'm going to try and stretch out my mouth to get it over the nose.
That's such a weird thing to do.
Okay. So we're going to roll opposing because the orc hasn't actually had a turn yet. So
we're going to
roll opposing strength checks. I'm going to say you win because the orc got a five.
Yeah, I got 24.
Yeah, you managed to get it over its nose.
Glubrick, you're trying to eat an orc. What are you doing, man?
Snake Glubrick.
And you're just going to wait 3 minutes for him to pass out.
Yeah, and literally that's what I'm doing. I've committed to this now, so I'm just like, oh, God, okay. Suffocate him with my
Henley's
mouth.
He's going to take off the lady's uniform and put it on, and he'll put his clothes on her, so not leaving a naked woman in a cupboard.
But that whole situation is really weird, because just while you're changing, there's silence
for It is weird. It is weird. And I'm looking at you, Glubrick, and it's silent. And apart from the orc's muffled screams as he slowly loses consciousness into your mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm just looking at you. Glubrick, why?
You know what's weirder as well? Is that I've just rolled Constitution saving throw and he passed, so he's still going.
He's still going.
God. I'm going to be there for a while.
Oh, Glubrick.
And maybe I'm looking at you going, you go ahead. I'll catch up later.
Oh, no. It's so weird.
I'm just going to just whisper in the orc's ear, just say, look, you know what? This can all end if you just take off your clothes and give them to us and just stay in the cupboard for a bit. We don't have to do this.
He just frowns at you and he's like,
what the fuck, man?
What?
Meanwhile, outside, what are Eric and Ghoul doing?
Yeah. We're going to go up to that table with all the cool kids, with the leather jacket kids.
You know, fun Gusors wore a leather jacket.
Ah, yes. He always struck me as a leather jacket type. Yeah. Don't worry, we'll give these fellows the runaround.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll walk up to them very full of ourselves, very plucky.
My favourite thing about this is if you manage to get the key cards, it will make the disguises completely irrelevant.
Good. Now I say to these young agents, I expect you think I'm probably a bit of a stuck-in-the-mud, a fussy old thing, but I like a game as much as anyone else. Put your key cards on the table. Let's play a game.
Ollie, what's the game? How fast can we hit Agent Cash Pound? And one of them takes a swing and slaps you across the face.
Oh, dear. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
They're nasty.
Only doing 4 damage.
Ouch. Okay, I lean into them and I say, something tells me that you're too scared to play key card.
And Ghoul just goes, ooh.
Too scared to play key card. What the fuck is key card?
You haven't even played key card. Call yourself a senior agent. Get your cards out on the table, lads. Let me show you a thing or two about how to play key card. Because this idiot here clearly doesn't know how to play.
Alright, yeah, I'm just going to say they do that. So they all, he's like, yeah, come on then. Yeah, get your key cards out. Go on then.
Alright, now this is your, I slide them over to in front of me. Now this is your key card, yes, keep your eye on this key card. And I take another key card from another person. I went, and this is his key card, and this is her key card. So that just makes 3 key cards. Now, I want you to keep your eye on your key card. Keep an eye on your key card, and I'm swapping them around on the table. And I say, do you think you could pick out your key card? And I pull my hands back. And I say, if so, just point at it. But I'm not doing any sleight of hand or anything clever yet.
You're just moving it around.
I'm just bringing him in.
Yeah, absolutely. And he rolls a 23 on a perception check and he points to the correct key card.
Very good. But now, what if we make it interesting? And I take a 4th key card and I say, this is your key card, this is his key card, this is his key card, and this is her key card. And if I swap them around and I cast Minor Illusion to put his key card in place and I pocket his key card.
That's good.
Okay. That's very good.
Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Oh, sleight of hand. Oh, 16.
16. And he's going to roll a perception check. Ghoul, if you want to do something to give him advantage to distract them, you can.
To distract them, Ghoul sneezes. Achoo!
Okay, so that's going to give him disadvantage, all right, on perception. So what did you get, Adam? 16?
16.
So the first one was a natural 20.
Wow.
And the second one was a natural 1.
Oh!
So you managed to take his key card successfully.
Okay, so I've got his key card, and he picks what? Does he pick the illusion or someone else's key card?
Yeah. He's just picked just a random key card that's not his.
How do the others react?
They all just go, oh, harumph, harumph, harumph.
Yes, you really harumphed yourself. Better luck next time when I try and get out of there as quickly as I can.
Just as you turn to leave, they all stop laughing. They're like, harumph, harumph. Cash Pound, you forgot your weird mushroom.
I didn't forget my weird mushroom. Watch. And I click my fingers.
Who are you calling weird? And then Ghoul jumps up. And then just jumps down.
And that, I say to the Bullingdon Club, is lunch on the go.
Nice. Meanwhile, in the fucking cupboard.
Is the orc unconscious yet?
No, so I'm looking at the orc and I'm just saying through my mouth, please, please just go.
He's rolled a constitution saving throw and he got a 5. So he finally passes out.
Great.
Oh, Glubrick.
I just want to let you know that you're both level 5 and an orc has a challenge rating of half. Its armor class is 13. It had 3 hit points left and it took you guys like 5 rounds to knock it out.
Yeah.
And I just really casually turn around to Henley and I'm like, well, that's done. What have you been up to?
Glubrick.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you should always chew your food.
And I go,
and then we wrap our tails together and we put on their security uniforms and stroll out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the elevator and see if this key card will take us to -6.
Great.
Great.
Cool.
So as you guys are walking back to the elevator in an effort to make the disguises worth something, a load of guards start coming down the corridor and they spot the 4 of you.
Well, we just keep walking.
We're in disguise. Let's just stroll by.
And I'm just trying to like talk casual and make it just like normal. And I'm like, do you know orc tastes of popcorn?
Could Glubrick roll me a deception check?
That is 18.
18, yeah. So, Glubrick's sort of nonsense popcorn talk manages to convince the guards. They're just like, that orc guard really knows his business.
And well, he's not, he's not disguised as an orc.
Has he worn his skin?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That Goliath guard.
Yeah, did we not mention we ripped that really skin off after the kiss? He put it on his face.
Great. And so you guys get to the elevator, and as presumably you're putting in the key card.
We are indeed.
So you put in the key card and all six buttons glow.
-6. Ooh. I press -6.
And as you press -6, you feel the entire elevator start to plummet, and your stomach rolls and leaps around as you descend faster and faster into the depths of -6. And suddenly the lift slams to a halt and the doors open, and you are greeted with a very strange sight. You are outside. You step into a bright open courtyard, seemingly with sun beaming onto your face, and ahead of you stands a huge fortified stone tower with a single metal door at the base.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we need to go in there and, well, we should be careful, happy boys. There must be an arch devil around here somewhere.
Do we have any idea what the arch devil might be? Eric, you're quite smart.
Arch devil of this lair of hell? Hmm, let me make a history check. 15.
With your 15, you know that the archdevil of this lair has never been seen.
Never been seen or spoken to.
In the history books, they have been assassin. Any mention of the archdevil on this lair has been redacted.
So wow. it could be any of us. It could be me. It's not.
I don't think it is any of us. Well, let's go through that door and be prepared to fight whatever's on the other side.
Who is going up to the door first?
I shall.
Great. So, Eric, as you approach the door, you see that the doorway is clearly a mirror, and you see your own reflection in the door.
Curious.
Wait a second. I know a lot about mirrors and families within mirrors, and I walk up to the mirror and I look at my reflection. Me, open the door.
And it just says, me, open the door.
So it's a mirror.
Nothing happens. Yeah. Okay. Ghoul goes up and just pushes it.
It doesn't move.
It doesn't move.
And your just reflection pushes you back.
Oh, do I take damage?
No, I'm going to say you don't. Actually, no, I am going to say, yeah, you should.
No.
You should. 5d6.
Oh, golly. Okay, here we go. 16. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Ouch.
16 damage, yeah.
So there's nothing different in the reflection. Can I walk up to the reflection and turn around so I'm not looking at it and then walk backwards?
And you just back into a mirrored door.
That's what I thought would happen.
Oh, God. I'll kiss it.
Kisses you back.
And I put my mouth over it to try and suffocate them.
Eric, got any ideas?
How typical that we should be defeated by images of ourselves. Is there a handle?
Yeah, there's a handle on the door.
Let's just try the handle.
You try the handle and the door opens.
Okay. We're just a bunch of idiots mesmerized by our own reflection.
Oh my God,
staring at a mirror.
Fiendish.
A really clever trap there.
What do we see beyond the door?
So you step into a vast room made of obsidian and steel. And you cast your eyes around and the walls are kind of littered with small plaques in the shape of stars. There's a sign underneath each, above the stars that reads, Remember the Fallen. And it's all of the stars of all of the unnamed agents that have fallen while serving MI6. Mm. And at the other end of the room, shrouded in shadow, is a figure facing away from you, sat in a swivel chair. And it slowly turns round and it comes into the light.
Hello, happy boys! It's me, Scarifex!
Oh, come on!
Scarifex! Yeah! What? I'm a demon general and an archdevil. Chaos!
Oh my God. Well, so you...
You sent us to go and capture you yourself.
Yeah, I sent you to come and assassinate me. Yeah, that's right. Chaos.
Right, great. So this whole layer, this entire layer is just you fighting against yourself.
And yeah, the ultimate game of chess.
So that was all pointless.
No, it wasn't. It was chaos.
It was chaos. I have to concede.
Okay, can we go through the portal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Scarifax. You have been a master of chaos. Whenever we go on our travels and we are asked who is the master of chaos, we shall simply answer with one word, Scarifax. Oh, there is none greater at chaos than Scarifax. I salute you, and I do a deep bow.
Yeah, Ghoul does a deep bow as well.
I do a deep bow.
Yeah, so does Henley.
And Scarifax just nods, and a little tear just falls down his eye.
Go on, you scabs. Get through there before I do change my mind and do something mental.
I think we really should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agree. Where's the portal?
We rush towards the portal.
You all going towards the portal?
Yeah, we're running.
So the other guys run through, and Henley's just going to turn around and look at Scarifax and say, "What a fucking waste of time." Step through the portal.
And the last image you see is Scarifax pulling out a grenade. Pulling the pin and just going. Oh
my gosh! Oh.
Thank you for listening to Hell or High Rollers. My name is Dave Hearn. I am your GM. Eric Sanguinius was played by the wonderful Adam Megiddo. Ellie Morris as Ghoul. Henry Shields as Henley Whispers. And of course, Chris Leesk as Glubrick Bumbledung. Thank you so much for listening and for all your support. For those of you joining us up to this point, you may or may not know that the team has been split across multiple continents, and we are working really hard to keep giving you the content you enjoy so much. So this is just me taking the opportunity to thank you for showing your support. We really do appreciate it. And if you're thinking, Dave, how can I show more support? Get yourself down onto our Patreon page, patreon.com/hellorhighrollers, and you can sign up for one of our amazing tiers to get yourself a load of extra goodies and content, including an extra side campaign. And this month, producer Gareth Tempest attempts to take me down with a quiz, and you can see whether or not I succeed or fail. And while you're on the Patreon page, you can meet absolute legends like Stephanie Aikson, Aurelia Toulette, the Yorkie Cowboy, Stefan Allen, Amy C, Andy Price, David Addis, Sarah Beebe, Nort Fatum, and Lauren Cup with two P's. The show is produced by the wonderful Gareth Tempest, and the song you are about to listen to is by Max Runham. I am Dave Hearn. Thank you and good night. When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.